All right, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 403 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons Podcast. And in today's podcast, we're going to be dealing with a topic I've titled Uncertainty. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before you this morning. You're an awesome God. You're a wonderful God. You're a great God. You're a mighty God. You're a holy God. We come before you this morning to say thank you for everything you've done for us. Thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for good health, and thank you for a new day. Lord, may your name be glorified. Anywhere we have sinned or erred, we pray for your cleansing and forgiveness. We pray that may you come and speak your word to us this morning and encourage us, instruct us, guide us, and lead us in the way we should go. And give us the grace to not just be hearers only of your word, but also doers. It's in your mighty name we pray. Amen. Okay, so let's talk about uncertainty, right? Uncertainty. Uncertainty. There is a lot of uncertainty in this world. A lot of uncertainty in this world. Oh my goodness. Between, you know, worries about AI. It's like, oh, AI is going to take my job. AI is going to do this. It's going to do that. It's going to do this. It's going to do that. There's wars and rumors of wars. You know, we see the stuff that's happening in Iran and just conflict all over the world and one political party fighting the other. And then if you even just come a little close to home, you know, this is August. You know, ERAS applications go out in a few weeks. It's like, am I going to match? What kind of program am I going to match to? Some of you are still trying to take your USMLE exams. Some of you are in residency. Your in-training exam is coming up. You're like, how do I get my state license? Which job offer should I take? There is so much uncertainty in this world. And honestly, it's not surprising that a lot of mental health crises go with all this uncertainty. You know, as human beings, we like things to be set out, you know, everything lined up right. But that's just not a reality of the world we live in today. So for me in this podcast, I want to give you very, very practical tips for dealing with uncertainty. I think because uncertainty is going to be part of life, but we have an anchor. Remember, there's this Bible verse that talks about, like a parable that the Lord Jesus Christ gave about the person that built his house on sand versus the person that built his house on the solid rock. That was kind of a big difference in outcomes, right? So rain came, wind blew for both of them, but one was staying standing and the other one was rocked and had a mighty crash. So when all this uncertainty happens, how can you stay standing strong? Well, that parable gives us the first tip. The first key is literally just going to God, right? Anchoring on God. I'm telling you this, guys, like draw from the inside, not from the outside. Because the thing is, there's many, like outside circumstances change, but God does not change. God does not change. He's a person you can always trust. Look, remember Solomon. He was the third king of Israel. So the first was Saul, second was David, third was Solomon, his son. And Solomon was starting a new gig, you know, starting as a king. He's like, God, how am I going to deal with all these people that, you know, this great nation of Israel and everything? Like, what do I do? And he went to God and asked for help. So literally, guys, let me tell you this. When you're facing uncertainty, go to God, right? He is your only source. Like, the safest place you can ever be is in the will of God. That's a statement I heard a couple years back. The safest place you can ever be is in the will of God. Go to God. Don't try to think that, hey, I know everything. I got it all figured out. No. Go to God. Be in God. If you've not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, surrender it to Him today. Listen to episode 254 and 287, their salvation podcast. They'll tell you what you need to do to surrender your life to the Lord. You know, the cost of knowing Jesus, the cost of following Jesus, because there is a cost, but He will help you. He's not going to leave you high and dry. So I'll encourage you to listen to that podcast. It's the most important decision you can make in your life. Even over like who you marry, believe it or not. So go to God, you know, be with God, have a relationship with God. Then you know that you're connected, you're built on the solid rock, right? You're built on the solid rock. Now, what's the second recommendation I would give? The second recommendation I'll give is to be calm and to be still, right? To be calm and to be still. You know, I feel like when people are in uncertain circumstances, they start jumping all over the place, running around like chickens with their heads cut off. No. don't be that kind of person, right? The Bible says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted in the heavens. I'll be exalted in the earth. Just be calm. You know, I noticed this a lot during my transitional year when I was doing, whenever there was a cold blue, I noticed that if I was calm, you know, I kind of processed that situation just a lot better. And there's very few things that are as uncertain as being in a cold blue. You know, like people are flying all over the place, IVs are going in, people are getting intubated and all that stuff, right? So just be calm, be still. When you're taking a USMLE exam, you're doing an ERAS interview, whatever, be calm, be still, be calm, be still, be calm, be still, right? Like literally just be calm, keep quiet, just calm down. It really has a very, is just really helpful in these circumstances. And then number three tip I'm going to give you is don't give place to fear, right? Don't give place to fear, right? Again, Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7, right? Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will keep your heart and mind. It's that internal peace that really matters. You may not be able to do anything about your external circumstances, well, the inside, keep that inside going, right? That's why the Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence. That inside, protect it. You should be drawing from the inside because the outside can change. The outside has so much variation, right? So don't give place to fear. Don't give place to fear. The devil is the one that wants people to live in fear. No, don't be afraid. Trust in God. Don't be afraid. Trust in God. Even look at Joshua chapter 1 verse 9, where God was telling Joshua, hey, be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. God is with you everywhere you go, right? Joshua was taking on a big task, conquering the land of Canaan, right? But be strong and courageous. Don't give place to fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of what? Of power, of love, and of a sound mind, right? Of power, of love, and of a sound mind. So don't fear. Isaiah 41 verse 10, don't fear. God is with you. He'll strengthen you. He'll help you. Right? In fact, if you're taking an exam, listen to this podcast. It's going to encourage you, right? Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, right? Don't be afraid. And remember, God is, again, like I said, the safest place you can be is with God, is in the will of God. Psalm 46 verse 1, right? God is he's our safe place. He's our strength. He's our very present help in time of trouble, right? Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, right? Trust in God. Trust in God. And honestly, that leads to tip number four. And what exactly do you do there? This is just pray. Commit things into God's hands, right? Remember Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. You know, many times we can quote this portion of scripture, but when chaos comes, we completely forget about this. But remember, trust in the Lord with all your heart. You know, don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He'll make your path straight, right? God will make your path straight, right? But trust in Him. Trust in Him. Don't rely on your own ideas. Don't rely on your own ideas. Commit your ways into God's hands. Psalm 37 verse 5, right? Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him. He'll bring it to pass, right? Commit your ways into God's hands, right? And just remember that God has a good plan for you, especially if you're in Christ. He has a wonderful plan for your life. He literally has a wonderful plan for your life. So you can commit your ways into His hands. I love when David was facing uncertainty. We've talked about this in a podcast recently, where his family, his wives, his kids, everybody was taken. The Bible says he inquired of the Lord, go to God. Many people don't pray. Many people start looking on Reddit or whatever for solutions to their problems. Go to God first. Let God be your first line. Let God be what? Your first line. And then what's tip number five I'm going to give you? Tip number five I'm going to give you is don't worry. It's so hard to not do this, but don't worry. Don't worry, right? Remember Matthew chapter 6, verse 34, right? Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to worry about itself, right? Every day has enough trouble of its own. Let me tell you this, guys. See, there are circumstances and situations that you literally have no control over. You literally have no control over. Literally none, right? Stop worrying about these things. Things you have control over, work on them, commit them into God's hands. But things you have no control over, just don't worry about them, right? I'll just tell you this. Things have a way of kind of working themselves out, right? Things have a way of kind of working themselves out. So just stop worrying. I'm saying this as a person that worries a lot, right? Stop worrying. Stop worrying. It's easy to say, hard to do. So we need the help of the Holy Spirit to do this, right? And just remember again, give all your worries and concerns to God. 1 Peter 5 verse 7. Like God literally cares for you. Give all your concerns. Give all your worries to the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word we've heard this morning on uncertainty. There is so much uncertainty in this world, but we know that you're our firm foundation, the rock on which we stand. When everything around us is shaken, we know that as long as we have faith in Jesus, we're rock solid. Give us the grace to remember that. Give us the grace to trust in you. Give us the grace to bring our fears and anxieties to you. Give us the grace to obey your instructions. Give us the grace to stand in you. Give us the grace to not worry. Give us the grace to not give way to fear. But remember that you've given us a spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in this weekend and in this coming week. And please glorify your name in our lives. This we ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So, thank you for listening to me today. I will see you, God willing, in episode 404. Have a wonderful day. God bless you and bye for now. Shalom.